We're kicking off 3 o'clock today on Fuel FM. That was We the Kingdom and Need to Breathe, or Bear, excuse me, from Need to Breathe, Child of Love. It's Jason hanging out with you on a Wednesday afternoon. And like I promised, special guest, Wade Jagman in studio. Let's give it up for Wade. Hi, sir.
Hey, everyone. Fuel FM community.
Wade and I go back a long time. I graduated Frontier School of the Bible in the year 2000. And I think you graduated the year before me. Is it 99?
No, I graduated 2000 as well.
You did?
Yes.
I told you we were good friends.
Of course.
Well, Wade has become kind of a character at Fuel FM because I share a lot of your posts on our Facebook page every Friday. I call it Friday Funny with Wade because you're just hilarious.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be funny? That's how it feels. He's speechless.
Exactly. I don't have any words to describe that.
It's all good. Wade, let everybody know where you're from and what you're doing in Michigan.
Okay. I'm originally from around Lansing, Michigan. A little town called Perry, if anyone's familiar with that place. Right now, I live in Phoenix, Arizona, and I'm just back here visiting my folks.
Yeah. He's spending some time at Boyne Mountain this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun today with Wade. He's just going to hang out, and it's going to be good. So we'll play some of his favorite tunes. We're going to get to Weird News Wednesday coming up, but we're also going to hear Wade's story because it's unique, and I want you guys to be encouraged by it. So let's keep rolling with the music. This is Colton Dixon, Wade. It's his first number one hit on the Billboard charts. It's called Build a Boat, and it's here on Fuel FM. Fuel FM, today's best music. Jason here with you, along with my friend Wade from Phoenix, Arizona. He's hanging out in Michigan for a little while, visiting his family. Wade, thanks for being here today. So you're from Phoenix originally, or not originally, but you're from Phoenix right now.
Yes.
We went to Bible college together at Frontier School of the Bible in LaGrange, Wyoming, the metropolis.
Oh, yes.
What was that, like 224 people, I think, in the town?
Yeah, probably a little more, including
the students.
And cattle.
And cattle, that's right. So what do you do in Phoenix, Wade?
I currently work in the education department at the Phoenix Zoo.
That's got to be hilariously fun.
Oh, yeah. I love it. I've been working there 10 years, and I lead field trips for school kids.
Oh, that's cool. That's a pretty big zoo, too, isn't it? As far as
their claim to fame is it's 1 acre larger than the San Diego Zoo.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Is that very well known that it's bigger than San Diego?
Not really.
Yeah. Now we do know, though.
Yes, correct. So
there was a tidbit of useful information for us.
Fun fact. Trivia question.
There you go. Do you have a favorite, like, what's your favorite part of your job at the Phoenix Zoo when you're leading kids on field trips?
My favorite part is that I get to create memories. Mm. How many times do you get to come to the zoo and stay overnight?
That's a good point.
Yeah, I lead night camp, so okay. We do the overnight programs at the zoo.
Oh, that's
so
great.
It's amazing.
My daughter did that with her school last year for the first time. They went down to the Toledo Zoo in Ohio and stayed overnight in the polar bear exhibit, I guess. So where do you guys sleep when you're at the zoo?
We have various places that they can stay.
Yeah.
Just a classroom.
Okay.
Or there's another place outside called Desert Tents.
Okay.
There are pre-set up canvas wall tents.
Yeah. Nice. That's cool. Well, I share a lot of your posts on Facebook on Fridays because you find some of the funniest ones, and you actually come up with some of those too. So, you're a guy of some humor, that's for sure.
That's what they say. Yes,
we would have a ton of fun, and sometimes too much fun at Bible college. That's for sure. Frontier School of the Bible, LaGrange, Wyoming, is where we met. Spent 3 years together there, just north of Cheyenne, about 50 minutes, I think, 50 miles, something like that.
Yeah, but, something like that.
Yeah, it's all good. We're going to come back at 3:30 here or so, and we're going to hear from Wade and his story and what he has to share. I think it's going to be good. So stay tuned for that. Right now it's Citizen Way on Fuel FM. Mm-hmm. New music there from Zonti, Jesus Called My Name. This is Fuel FM, the station that brings the best variety of music for the road ahead. Jason with you and my friend Wade from Friday Funnies with Wade. So now you got to make sure to pay attention on Friday on our Facebook page because you'll see now who is behind all those posts that I share. So he has the face for radio like me. It's pretty good.
Yeah, now you can put a face with the name.
There you go. Wade, I'd like you to just kind of briefly just share your story with everybody and you know what God has done in your life and what he's shown you and taught you where you're at today and all that. So.
Wow. How much time do we have?
Exactly.
Okay, so it all started when I was 8 years old. I was diagnosed with a brain tumor. Yes, that's right. I had cancer, and it was malignant, and so they had to operate. And when they did that, they severed the seventh nerve. So for all your doctor folk out there, the seventh nerve is the nerve that controls all your facial muscles. Mm. So to this very day, as a result of that surgery, it is impossible for me to smile.
Yep.
Okay? So fast forward it to now, I like to make other people smile.
There you go. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so after that, I had a whole brain radiation, which kind of took out my immune system, took out my taste buds, took out my equilibrium. Mm. I had to learn how to walk, how to talk, how to read, how to write, how to do all the basic functions all over again. Mm. And so as time progressed, I couldn't do the things that my friends were doing.
Sure.
I had a weak immune system. I had to stay inside. All my friends were out, you know, 8, 9, 10. They were out riding their bikes, playing in the forest, doing all these things. But I couldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of got mad. I was like, why me? Mm-hmm. Why did I have to be the one in a 1,000 people at that time to have a brain tumor? So as time progressed, I got angry. I get angry at the world. I didn't want to live anymore. Mm-hmm. I just felt empty inside. And it got to the point when I was in high school. I remember between my sophomore, junior year in high school, I was done. I was angry at the world. I was like, everyone hates me. Nobody likes me. I'm just going to go eat some worms,
mm-hmm.
kind of thing.
Yep.
And so I was ready to end it all. I was ready to commit suicide, and it was not a good picture. But what I didn't know was that the gal that cut my hair, she was a Christian,
mm-hmm.
and she invited me to church. And at that point, my parents were like, hey, what do you got to lose? Go to church.
Mm.
So I went to church, and I remember it so vividly. The guy, his name was Pastor Eddie. And Pastor Eddie said, you know, we got a problem. And it's called sin. And it's what ruins our lives and makes us miserable.
Hmm.
And I was tracking with him. I was like, yeah, I feel like dirt right now. There's something wrong with me.
Yeah.
And so then he went on and he read John 10:10. Which Jesus says, I have come to give you life and life abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
And right then and right there, he said, Jesus has come to give you meaning and purpose in life.
Wow.
And it was right then, it was right there. I was like, bam! That's what I've been looking for the whole time.
Yeah.
And so from that point, it's just been learning about Jesus and following him and depending on him for strength.
Sure.
Because I can't do it.
Yeah. Once you finally realized that and you kind of chose that,
mm-hmm.
did it help you start learning the purpose that God has for you? Like you said a little while ago, mm-hmm. now I want to make others laugh and smile. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I think it took a lot of time in order for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, once you become a Christian, you know, as time progresses, as you get older and older, you look back on your life and you say, oh, I see God's working there and there and there and there.
Yeah.
And so you can start putting the pieces together.
Sure.
I think it took me some time to kind of heal from just being angry and everything, and just kind of focus on him at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And it, I think it was maybe 2010 when I really took a look back on my life and like, okay, I can see this and this and this and this and this and this and this. And I started putting everything together.
Yeah. So it was easier to accept.
Yeah.
Where you're at today.
Mm-hmm.
And what God chose to do with your life.
Correct.
Yeah. So I wonder sometimes, do you have the issue of like some people who have some kind of a physical, I don't want to say disability, but I guess you could call it that. Instead of asking why me, it's like, why did you choose me to want to do this now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's interesting. When we come back, we're going to finish up the story and just kind of hear more from Wade. So thanks for hanging out with us today right here on Fuel FM. Bringing the best mix of music to keep your faith moving strong. This is Fuel FM. Jason here with you on a Wednesday. And Wade, my good friend from Bible college way back in the day. Like, we're old, Wade.
Way back.
It's like 2000 was the last time we were there. Last time I was there, I should say. Long time ago. That's like throwback or throwback now.
Oh, yeah. I'm not your grandpa.
That's right. So, Wade, you were sharing your story earlier about at 8, you had a brain tumor. When they operated on it, they had to save your life.
Mm-hmm.
It severed the nerve that does all your facial muscles.
Mm-hmm.
So Wade can't smile like all of us can. And so now God's given him a mission to make all of us smile, which he does very well, by the way. And so I share Wade's posts on Fridays here at Fuel FM called Friday Funny with Wade on our Facebook page. So go check them out. You can see some of the past ones that we put on there. So we're going to have some fun earlier. Later on, we're going to talk about Weird News Wednesday and all that crazy stuff. But so what would you say to someone maybe who is struggling with, you know, they don't know what their purpose is. They don't feel like they have one yet.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to encourage those people?
Wow. Let's see. Jesus says, all you who are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest. I think the key to trying to figure things out is not doing it on your own, is actually going to him.
Yeah.
And he will reveal himself to you.
And when you find him, you will find purpose.
Correct. Jesus says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. I am the life.
Mm-hmm.
You want life? You go to Jesus.
It's good.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to add any more to that. That's great. Here's Nona with Alive on Fuel FM. Toby Mack and Blessing Offer with the Goodness right here on Fuel FM. Jason hanging out with you today, along with my good friend Wade from Bible College back in the day, back in the year 2000. That was a long time ago.
Okay.
Wade in Phoenix, Arizona today, or not today. Now he lives there. Sorry. He's visiting Northern Michigan with his family. Originally from Perry, near Lansing area. That's the only thing that I have against Wade, honestly, is that he's a Michigan State fan. That's just, but we can overlook that.
Well, you know, it's by default. If I don't root for Michigan State, my dad will disown me.
I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Family runs deep.
Yes, I have green blood.
That's right. So are you having fun so far today?
Fun is my middle name.
Oh, that reminds me. Your mom wanted me to talk about your middle name.
Okay. Sorry. It's not fun.
No, I mean, the story's fun. So no, go ahead and tell the story.
Fun is my neighbor's, next door neighbor's middle name.
So what is the middle name that you've been given and why is it interesting story?
Okay. So my middle name is A Minute.
Wait a Minute.
Yes.
Wait a Minute.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you get the name?
Okay. So this is the story. It's probably changed throughout the years, but...
Telephone game.
Basically, my mom and I were walking somewhere, and someone asked, hey, what's your middle name? And I said, well, it's A Minute. And my mom turns to me, and she says, no, you're... No, it's not. Your middle name is Anthony. I looked at her and said, Mom, you're always... saying, hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. So now I tell everyone my middle name is A Minute.
Wait a minute. Your dad calls you that, by the way.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
That's awesome. Love it. Well, let's get to Danny Gokey. Danny Gokey's going to be in concert in Hudsonville, Michigan, October 16th with the Jesus People Tour. Danny Gokey, Jordan Feliz, and Tasha Layton. So you can find out the details and get your tickets at JesusPeopleTour.com. We're always positive, always encouraging, and always streaming on the Good News Media app. We are Fuel FM. Wade here with me today. Wade, you stream Fuel FM all the time.
Oh, yeah.
On the Good News Media app.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like it? It works well for you?
Yeah.
You like Fuel FM too, right?
Of course.
He wouldn't be here if he didn't like it, I don't think. Would you?
Yeah. No.
I'm just kidding. So you are out in Phoenix full-time.
Correct.
So you said, though, in the summertime you were at a YMCA camp in Colorado.
Yes.
And what do you do there?
So I work in the education department, basically, the programs department. And so the YMCA of the Rockies is the largest YMCA in the world, 800 acres.
Wow.
It's a massive. It's not your traditional gym and swim YMCA.
Yeah, right.
It is a conference and center, and there's lodges and there's cabins, and people from all over the country come and stay there, like on a vacation.
Okay.
And so we offer programming for them. So I would lead programs. For instance, I would take people on nature hikes. I do stargazing at night, you know, archery. I would facilitate archery and axe throwing.
Sweet.
And do for the little kids, I do parachute games.
Nice.
Little explorers. And so we do all sorts of stuff.
So you said you do that in the summertime. You'd work at the zoo, though, during the rest of the
year?
Correct. So the zoo lets you go there for the summer?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So he works at the Phoenix Zoo, by the way, if you didn't know that already, but which is awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's a great job. I always thought it'd be fun to be a zookeeper or somebody at the zoo that works there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
It's like, I can say, I work at a zoo. Not everyone can say that.
It's like the movie, We Bought a Zoo. Right?
Yeah, correct.
Here's Matthew West, What If? It's Jason and Wade hanging out with you today on a Wednesday. It's the encouragement you need with music that you want. This is Fuel FM. Jason with you on a Wednesday. Plus, my friend Wade from Bible College back in the day. He is part of Fridays with Wade on our Facebook page. So you definitely have to check those posts out and watch for those on Friday mornings. Anyway, Wade, we are listener-supported radio. You know what that means?
You got listeners that support you.
Nothing gets by Wade. He is one smart cookie. Anyway, yes, we are supported by our listeners.
I'm not a cookie.
Oh, sorry. Wait a minute.
Yes.
If you're just tuning in, Wade's middle name is A Minute, so because he always heard his mom say, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense. Anyway, sorry, we're getting off track here, which we're good at doing.
Amen. Nothing wrong with that.
So next week is our fundraising event called Impact 22.
Awesome.
Our fundraising event is huge for us. It's where we raise a lot of necessary money to keep going strong. But this week we're kickstarting it. And what we want people to do is be one of the first 100 to donate and to pledge $1 a day for this next year.
Mm-hmm.
When you pledge $1 a day, which turns out to be like, what, $365-ish?
Yeah.
You are entered into a drawing. Hmm. So what you can walk away with if you're the winner of the drawing is a $500 gas grocery card. Okay?
Nice.
And, but wait, there's more.
Oh.
You get a $500 gas grocery card to pass along to a family member or friend.
Nice.
So, little incentive there to donate $1 a day or pledge $1 a day.
That's right.
So get online right now at myfuelfm.com. Does that sound like a good deal?
Sounds like an amazing deal.
Let's kickstart Impact 2022. The reason we're doing this is it would be fun to join or to start our fundraising event on Monday, already ahead of the game, basically.
So yeah.
Be a part of it. We'd love to hear from you. Get online, myfuelfm.com, or give us a phone call, 231-946-1400. Miracle power. That's We the Kingdom. Wade and Jason here. Wade, do you believe in the miracle power?
Of course.
Yes. God did a miracle for you.
Yeah, he's in that business.
He does. And it's always open.
That's right.
It's never shut. So just to briefly kind of sum up, Wade and I became friends at Bible College back in the day. And we graduated the year 2000 together. And Wade, when he was 8, had a brain tumor and they had to operate. And it severed, when they operated on the tumor, they severed his facial, the nerve that runs his facial muscles. So Wade makes everybody else smile because he's incapable of doing that right now. And Wade went through a journey, right? Discovering God's purpose for you.
Yeah.
And that's the miracle of it, right? Is he took your bitterness and turned it into purpose.
Yes.
So share that briefly.
Okay. So, wow.
Briefly, right?
Briefly, yeah. That's the
40-some years of life. Briefly, come on.
Yeah, so...
Where are you at today with all of that? Like, just full on board purpose with Jesus right now? I mean...
Okay, yeah. So, I've been a Christian for at least 20-plus years.
Right.
And so, I've had time to reflect and look back in my life and see God weaving different parts of my life together. And, you know, as I've pressed into him and looked at him for answers, you know, he'd given me the, the words joy and peace and laughter.
Yep.
And so I want to create joy to everyone around me.
Yeah.
And I want my life,
which you do,
which is the life of Christ, to flow through me to others.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, I wrote a research paper on how laughter helps the body to heal.
Oh, wow.
And of course, you know, Proverbs says laughter is the best medicine.
Sure.
So I consider myself a doctor.
There you go. Like Patch Adams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm just administering medicine, you know, sure, to everyone.
Yeah.
Injecting the world with smiles one day at a time.
I like that.
And so there's something therapeutic and something medicinal. And that's one of the things that helped me to get through everything. Recuperating and recovering is to just smile and laugh, not smile, but laugh.
I know what you're saying, yeah.
The laugh.
You and smile humor. Internally, for sure.
Yeah. And humor and laughter was that one of those things that helped me to get through those hard times.
Yeah. Yep.
And so looking back at that, I was like, oh, there's something about that. So I want that to resonate.
Yep. I love it.
In my life.
One of the things you do to help people smile is do balloon animal twisting.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly.
Which your shirt is hilarious. We're going to take a picture of that one.
Thank you.
Aren't we all a bit twisted? It has a bunch of balloon animals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have my own side business kind of, and that came from that idea of creating joy. How can I create joy? What is a practical thing that I can do to create joy and to make people smile?
Mm-hmm.
Not just jokes.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that I was like, God revealed it to me. My parents are professional clowns.
So it's in your blood.
Yeah. It's, well, you know, it's in my genes, but really I'm wearing khakis.
There you go.
Yeah. So they taught me how to twist a balloon. Every time I go home to visit, they teach me a dog or a monkey or a sword or whatnot. So
sure.
Now I can make all the stuff. And so I decided to start my own little side business in Phoenix. I'm a vendor at the farmer's market.
Nice.
Downtown. And I do different events and birthday parties and so forth. And
yeah.
I make kids happy.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Good on you, Wade. I love it. We'll be back with more in just a second. Right now, Colton Dixon on Fuel FM. Well, in the famous words of Mickey Mouse Club, now it's time to say goodbye.
Aww.
Wade and I have been having so much fun hanging out with you. Thanks so much for being here. Wade, thanks for hanging out today.
Hey, my pleasure.
It was a great reunion to see you. And thanks for sharing your posts with us on Facebook.
No problem.
Every Friday, he has a good joke for us, so we put it on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Friday Funnies with Wade. Any lasting goodbyes here or words, parting words from you? Wisdom hailing from Wade or anything?
Wisdom. I don't know if that's...
That's not your middle name?
No.
Fun is his... Oh, that's his neighbor's middle name.
Yes, correct.
Wade is Wade a minute.
Correct.
That's right.
Yep.
Well, thanks for being here. I appreciate
hey,
it. Hey. Next time you're in Michigan, let's do it again.
Oh, yeah. Hey. I love it.
All right. This is Fuel FM, leaving you with KB with Armies and Gabe bringing the nightlife to you in just a few minutes. Hang around. This is Fuel FM. See ya.